And ahead on this Thursday edition of Ozarks, we complete our conversations with people working on making this the year of the neighbor. Today, a student at the University of Arkansas explains how she's putting the idea into action where she lives in Bentonville. And we'll take time to hear another special Roots Festival archive song in the middle of today's show. This is Ozarks at Large. Out-of-work Arkansans applying for unemployment insurance claims are doing so at historic levels, and those claims continue to surge due to the coronavirus pandemic. Early Tuesday morning, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visited a Fayetteville Workforce Center where nearly 100 people waited outside to be processed.
Those of us who work pay federal unemployment insurance, which we can tap for compensation if temporarily laid off. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, passed by Congress in late March, provides additional cash relief to unemployed, but to receive checks, workers first have to file claims. A record 6.6 million initial claims nationwide were filed by the end of March, far surpassing the last record by nearly 100-fold set in 1982. In Arkansas, 1,300 claims filed mid-March grew to nearly 9,000 a week later. As a result, unemployment, digital claims, portals, phone lines, and workforce centers, including this one in Fayetteville, are swamped. Before the pandemic, 25-year-old Anna Thompson was a busy optician.
I sell and make eyewear for patients and manufacture them as well, fit, adjust, repair eyeglasses. And so our work is not necessarily essential unless somebody has lost their glasses, they can't see, or they've broken them, or they're out of contact lenses. And so I still have to work, but there's no need for me to be there full time at this point.
She's seeking partial unemployment compensation, but the digital portal couldn't understand her request. So she has to stand in line for hours waiting to talk to a person. Mike, who declined giving his last name, is 22. He's been laid off from two jobs.
Yeah, like 100% of my income is just gone. You know, my income is just completely shot right now.
He too tried to file a claim online.
But there like really wasn't like any way to do it. Like there was a form, but they didn't, like it basically said to just come here instead anyway, so here I am.
Waiting, possibly for much of the day, as well as 27-year-old Andrew, who also declined giving his last name.
Well, my wife and I have a picture and video business, and 90%, probably over 90% of what we do is weddings. And so those have been canceled, and then May's our biggest month. And so those will all, most of them have been canceled already and will continue to. And we just had our first baby over a month ago. And so we'd like to have some kind of income would be nice.
Andrew also tried to apply online.
Yeah, I did. And I printed off something, but it's the government, and so you can't understand what they're saying. And I just thought I should probably come here to talk to somebody.
Workforce service centers across the state are working to resolve chronically busy phone lines and confusing digital application portals, but officials made no mention of long queues around agency workforce center sites.
My name is Opal Keith, and I worked for Waffle House until we shut down on the 22nd in Siloam Springs. I've been battling this line for 3 weeks now. Still, I've got one approval letter, one denial letter. If it wasn't for my daughter's Social Security, I wouldn't be making it. We're only getting a third of what our paychecks was. So my paycheck was usually around $450 to $500. I'm only approved for $224. I don't understand how we're supposed to survive off of that. But we're doing it. Without it right now, but we're doing it. I know there's a lot of people in my same situation. My daughter-in-law works at Waffle House. She has seven people at her house, and she still hasn't received anything. It's literally, you call the number that they tell you to call, you get hung up on. You cannot get through on the line. You stand here in these lines for hours.
Keith has worked at Waffle House for 20 years, she says. She followed protocol to secure unemployment, but failed to have certain confirmation numbers. So she's been forced to start from scratch at the end of the line.
And then they shut down the unemployment office in Siloam. There is not one in Siloam anymore. So Benton County only has Rogers. So it's a battle.
A demoralizing battle for thousands of Arkansans who were gainfully employed before the pandemic. During his daily live coronavirus news briefings on Wednesday, Governor Asa Hutchinson says he expects the number of unemployed in Arkansas to reach 150,000 by the end of this week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And since Jacqueline filed her report, new Labor Department figures released today show cumulative initial unemployment claims made by Americans have gone up from 6.6 million to more than 14 million.